You are in the Workus, a storytelling project about workplace injuries and occupational illness. My name is Daryl Rochelle. In 2007, 154 people were killed on the job in Alberta, and many more were seriously injured. In just a moment, a story about a worker who was injured on the job. But first, if you or someone you know has been hurt at work, come and talk to me right after you've listened to this story. I want to record your story and include it in the Workus. Here's a story from a stage, concert, and theater worker who has been hurt on the job. This story was recorded at the 2008 North Country Fair near Slave Lake, Alberta.
Hi, my name is Bruce McPherson. I'm a 20-year member of the International Alliance of Stage and Theatrical Employees, Local 210 in Edmonton. One of the things I did many times over the years was to run spotlight at big concerts in the Coliseum in Edmonton. And unfortunately, when we're wearing the headsets, listening for cues from the lighting director, he's down at the sound and lighting board in the middle of the audience, right in front of all the speakers. And so what we're listening to is the distorted blast of the music. And we're listening for his faded, faint little voice, you know, okay, Q4, switch to amber color. And so you have to stand there and listen to 2 or 3 hours of this. If there's a warm-up band or 2 warm-up bands, maybe you're there for 3 or 4 hours. So that, as you can imagine, can be pretty hard on your hearing. And mine's, and I wasn't born with great hearing, so I had to turn the volume up on that. I now have chronic tinnitus, which may have been contributed to by other things too, but it's quite a problem. I can no longer do that part of the job, which was an enjoyable and profitable part of it. There's actually a number of things I can't do. I also used to be a propsman on movies, but now because I can't hear when an actor asks for props, I don't want to have to make them repeat it 2 or 3 times, so I've had to give up that part of the work too. Being a carpenter, scenic carpenter, probably contributed to that. Now, the tinnitus is a chronic injury that's causing me a little problem because there's a lot of types of jobs you can't do if you can't hear people speaking to you. But some of the other injuries I've encountered, I also worked on stage during the setups, moving the equipment around, and I fell off a stage setting up for Ozzy Osbourne. And while I was tying a curtain on, I was following their roadie. He was just attaching the curtain with Velcro, and I was following along beside him all the way over the edge of the stage. What I didn't realize, he stepped over onto the top of a dimmer rack that was off stage 2 or 3 feet, and I was following with my eyes facing upwards on this truss. Didn't see him. My left foot went into rear, ran into space, and I went sideways over the stage, grasping onto this curtain as I went, and my weight was suspended while I was horizontal across my right knee and tore the living heck out of it. So now I'm having trouble too. I've been through, that was 6 months ago, I'm still in physiotherapy, I can't climb ladders and stairs, so I don't know how long and chronic that's going to be. I know they've already told me that my jogging is over for me. And there's a third injury that's looking like it's going to be causing a problem too. 2 or 3 years ago, we were building a big set, a mountain escape made out of styrofoam it was actually a penguin enclosure for the movie, can't remember the name. Anyways, we're building this mountain out of styrofoam sheets, and I was walking horizontally across a part that I thought was safe and reinforced, and it turns out it wasn't. I fell right through a hole in the styrofoam and stuck my arms, my elbows out as I went down, and so came crashing to a stop on the weight of my upper arms, and tore up both my rotator cuffs, but didn't realize it at the time. I was healthy enough that I felt fine for a week or 2 weeks or more, and it wasn't until months later that this started chronically act up, especially on things like swimming or trying to play any kind of racket sport. And of course, you go to WCB three months afterwards and try and tell them you fell through a styrofoam mountain. I'm sure that's one of the that's one of the kind of stories that they're never going to accept. So those are 3 of my stories. I mean, I still enjoy doing that career, but it's become more difficult, and there's less and less parts of it I can do. And my injuries prevent me, at the age of nearly 50, also from jumping into a different career.
Bruce, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you. It's really interesting having a record of these things.
Bruce is a stage, concert, and theater worker. He told the workers his story at the 2008 North Country Fair. Do you have a workplace injury or occupational illness story? Or maybe you have a story about someone you know who was injured at work. Raise awareness about workplace injuries by telling your story for the workers. Come and see me right now to record your story. I'll show you how it's done. My name is Daryl Rochelle, and I want to help you share your story in the workers. Thanks for listening. The Workus is a storytelling project from the Alberta Workers' Health Center.
I took most of the weight. I went to lift him into there, and I felt something pop on my back.
Out of that collision, I ended up with a full-blown case of post-traumatic stress. I was off work for approximately 6 months, returned.
She was there and backed up and essentially pinned her in between two vehicles. And obviously she was killed instantly. It was a very, obviously very tragic event.